top of mind. Bitcoin hit a six-week low of $72,474 Thursday as fresh U.S. airstrikes on Iran shattered ceasefire hopes, triggering 935 memeters in crypto liquidations and an eight-day 2.6B ETF outflow streak. BlackRock's IBIT shed 527.8 ma'adas Wednesday, its second-largest single-day outflow since launch. The sell-off is dual-natured, geopolitical, oil plus 3.5%, WTI 92, and structural. CryptoQuant documents whale balance contraction mirroring March 2022, with 40% of BTC supply now held at a loss. JP Morgan frames the ETF exodus as a broad retreat from the debasement trade, not gold rotation. BTC is now down 13% YTD, while the Nasdaq hit an all-time high Wednesday. Market structure: BTC spot hit $72,474 intraday Thursday, recovered to $73,400. May ETF outflows total 2.1B, largest monthly since November. IBIT's eight-day streak erased 2.6B. YTD flows turned net negative at 596. Friday brings a 9B Deribit options expiry, with bears holding the advantage sub 74K. On-chain deterioration, whale balances, 1K 10K BTC, contracting at fastest pace, YTD, dolphin growth near zero. Coinbase Premium Index hit $94.95, a 1,083% deviation from three-month average. CryptoQuant calls it a distribution signal. Realized losses falling, $12.85 30-day MAO versus 56 sigmas in February, suggesting declining capitulation. Derivatives, 935 meta liquidated, 874 metas were longs. CMEOI fell 9.8%. Funding rates remain mostly neutral to positive, meaning longs are still defending. Retail futures account 64% long. High block backtests show 88% positive 7-day returns at that threshold, but ETF headwinds complicate the signal. 1.3B IBIT dark pool block trade. Tuesday absorbed without price dislocation. Balchunas confirmed 29.2 metals shares. CryptoQuant calls it institutional de-risking. Balchunas characterizes market absorption as constructive. Sources disagree on read-through, policy and institutions. Clarity Act stalled. No Senate floor date set, despite Trump's Truth Social push. Digital Chamber launched constituent pressure campaign. Ethics and DeFi provisions now blocking the bill after stablecoin yield dispute was resolved. Near-term signal, legislative uncertainty is cited across multiple sources as a primary bear driver. CFTCC Gemini vacate 2022 settlement. Joint motion filed to void the $5 million consent order. CFTC acknowledged complaint was based on a witness lacking credibility. $5 million penalty stays. Permanent injunction voided. Pattern consistent with Biden-era enforcement rollbacks. CZ, Hayes pardons. UK sanctions HTX. Foreign Office sanctioned Justin Sun's exchange for servicing Kremlin-linked networks A7 and Garantex. HTX processed 3T plus last year. Sun previously spent 75 mounders on World Liberty financial tokens. Both parties now in active litigation. Crypto banking charters accelerating. OCC granted conditional national trust bank charters to 5 crypto firms, including Fidelity Digital Assets and Ripple Labs. Paxos PSSC received SEC Clearing Agency registration, first blockchain-native firm. MasterCard secured NYDFS BIT license. Network and industry. CME Bitcoin futures go 24/7. Friday, weekend gaps eliminated permanently. Several open CME gaps remain on the chart, lowest near 67Ks. Still valid targets per traders. Core Lightning DOS vulnerability disclosed. Remote peer could crash any CLN node accepting inbound channels by sending a 0TX ID, fixed in CLN 26.04. Responsibly disclosed. Rusty Russell's independent fix incidentally resolved it. Kraken Bitcoin Vault launched 2.5% APY via Aave, Morpho, Chart Tidro, through Veda Centaura, non-custodial, 5-day withdrawal. 30 mematas deposited in first 10 hours. Competing BTC yield products. UTXO Stax staking at 3% APY, expanding this category. Strive SATA acquired 409 BTC Wednesday, exceeding the network's 450 BTC daily issuance. Total holdings 16,500 BTC at 76,989 AVG cost. Sequence SQNS completed full BTC treasury unwind. Retained 658 BTC shares plus 10%. Macro linkages. US-Iran escalation drove the sell-off. Fresh strikes on an Iranian military site and Iranian drone attacks on a US-Kuwait base sent WTI to Zen 92, 3.25%. Stocks and bonds lower, crypto 3.5%. The ceasefire optimism that lifted BTC to 82K earlier in May has fully reversed. Bitcoin.equity decoupling is the dominant structural signal. NASDAQ hit ATH Wednesday, while BTC fell below 75K. JP Morgan attributes this to cooling debasement trade as Iran deal hopes reduce the geopolitical risk premium. Fidelity Digital Assets frames it differently, Iran accepting BTC for Hormuz oil tolls as evidence of alternative settlement mechanisms. Fed balance sheet stagnation weighs, Fed total assets stuck near 6.7T since April 15. Oil-driven inflation concerns preventing expansion that markets had priced in, per Cointelegraph Fidelity analysis. Standouts, SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC, Yamadon 36B, in its S1, combined with Tesla's 11,509 BTC, a potential merger would create the fifth largest public BTC treasury. SoFi launched SoFi USD, first stablecoin issued by a US national bank available in a consumer banking app. Listing on Bullish Planned, Paxos PSSC received SEC clearing agency registration. Only blockchain-native firm cleared to operate as central securities depository in the US. BIS project Agora advancing to real value transaction testing with Fed NY, ECB, BOJ, JP Morgan, MasterCard. Direct challenge to stablecoin payment rails narrative. Nakamoto NAK down 67% YTD after 1-for-40 reverse split. Signals stress in smaller BTC treasury vehicles. Pantera called brutal pruning territory.